You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Civil rights group the Sikh Coalition recently issued a reporter's guide to Sikhism. They delivered it to reporters, producers, and editors at more than 500 U.S. news outlets. The group says there's a lot of misinformation about Sikhs in the news cycle and that more accurate media reporting may lead to fewer hate incidents. Narinder Singh is executive director of the Sikh Coalition. He joined me in studio along with journalist A.C. Thompson. He reported on hate crimes against Sikhs for ProPublica's Documenting Hate project last year. First, I asked Narinder Singh for an example of what he thinks the media is getting wrong.
U.S. News ran a story on how are we educating our kids on terrorism. And in that story, there's an image that they picked by default. That image depicts a man with a turban that's a Sikh man. Right. Mm-hmm. And it happens that that Sikh man, it was a Getty stock image from, I believe, some Sikh who was serving in the Indian military guarding a location. Right. And so that's the image that they put about. And so we contacted them. We, you know, had to really start a mini social media campaign to get a picture corrected. They corrected it without apology. And that was a good example of, like, you can see someone on a deadline. I need a picture. Oh, this one fits my stereotype of what I think something related to terrorism looks like, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I think you miss out, it's not just a correction, I spelled your name wrong. You're setting an image that and reinforcing a stereotype, and it's most often not out of malintent. It's on people acting quickly. Mm-hmm. But I don't think fully realizing the context of what that reinforces.
A.C. Thompson, he is talking about newsrooms where decisions have to happen quickly. The news has to get on the air or, you know, in that print paper by a certain time. Reporters have deadlines. What is the risk of that, you know, having that kind of environment where things are being done very, very, very quickly?
You know, the news cycle has sped up so much just in my time in the media, in your time in the media. I mean, I feel like every day, every year, it's so much faster, right? The Twitter news cycle is something unto itself that's just so rapid. And so the possibility of spreading bad information is just absolutely, absolutely dramatically increased from what it was 10, 20 years ago. Right. And I think that's my concern, is that in the high-velocity, high-speed news cycle that reporters, we can put out bad information, it can circulate widely, much more quickly and much further than it ever would before. And then it becomes much harder to correct and adjust the narrative to the truth later on.
Mm-hmm. Narinder, how did you decide what to include in this guide? You have everything from how to pronounce Sikh. I can relate to this. My grandfather's name is Ahmed, and I am tired of people saying Ahmed. So that's just one thing from mispronunciations. There's history of the Sikh community. It's not long. It's totally readable. How did you decide what to put in?
A few things. First of all, experience. You do this for 16 years, and you get a library of mistakes that have been made by us, by reporters. So how do you, in as short and an efficient a way as possible, communicate the right information? So a lot of it was really hard-won truths of day in and out, day out, engaging with media members, with community members, with, you know, folks around us in our communities. The other part of it was making sure that we were trying to spread the message that's quite broad. So I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, right? I'm sure that's but looking at me with my turban and beard is not the thing that most people guess first, right? So we wanted to share that Sikhs are cab drivers and doctors and principals and store owners, and really showing that breadth of who the community was, where they came from, so that there's context for understanding why in our community there is both this incredible appreciation for the opportunity here in America, and you see that from a lot of immigrants who come over, this real sensitivity to the importance of rule of law because of coming from places in the world that don't have such a strong strength. So we wanted to give folks the backstory and a great view of who we were here today in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And so that this was meant for media members, people who are reporters. As a reporter, as a journalist, what does a guide like this
do?
You know, we have a huge role to play, I think. You know, what we can do is we can say, hey, these are your neighbors. These are the folks that you share your community with. This is their story. Let them share their story. I think the newsroom guide can really help reporters get the basic questions answered and operate from a place of more knowledge that will improve their coverage. I didn't know anything. I didn't understand what was going on with the turban. I didn't understand what was going on with the beard. I didn't understand, you know, what is the theology? What is the cosmology? You know, and you would hear this misinformation. You know, it's kind of like Islam mixed up with Hinduism, mixed up with this. And it was bad. There's all kinds of bad information out there. And so I think for a lot of reporters, when we start reporting on the community, we really don't know what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And we really need a primer. We need somebody to hold us by the hand and say, hey, this is the deal.
Narinder, is your work harder in this era of anti-immigration rhetoric?
There's no doubt that there's more of an us and them in the country that exists today than has existed in the last decade, potentially since any time, even after 9/11. And so there's undoubtedly that exists. And so my perspective is, and the organization's perspective is, the way we break that is to increase understanding. Because if you actually understand who a person is, it's harder to judge and stereotype a class of people.
Are you optimistic?
I'm always optimistic. We have a phrase in Sikhism that's called Jardikala. It's this eternal optimism. And it's often kind of this notion of, if you look about history and where the faith has come from, and many faiths share this, where there's this incredible suffering that's happened in history. And how do you kind of emerge as a community from that in order to say, ours is not necessarily to think about the result, but to struggle. Right? To struggle for a better tomorrow, for who we are, for our country, for our neighbors. So I am optimistic that if we do more of this, despite the challenges that exist, despite a kind of divide that's occurred, we have an ability to bring things back together, because I fundamentally believe if you know your fellow man and woman, you will not take these actions. And so, yeah, I'm optimistic.
I bet you're still following the news and you will be calling those editors, I assume.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thanks, AC.
Thanks for having me.